Glastonbury United Reformed Church in Somerset has had a community garden on land at the back of the church for three growing seasons now. It's organic and anyone can have an area for planting, tomatoes, beans or whatever. And then anyone can come and receive the harvest. So it was really good when I visited Ida Refugee Camp in Bethlehem that also has a community garden. However, one that's very different. Ida Refugee Camp was established in 1950 to provide shelter for Palestinian families dispossessed of their homes in 35 different villages following the partition of the land and the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948. It was meant to be temporary and the people were going to return home. Yet 74 years later, the camp is even more densely populated and there's no land for it to expand on. 5,500 refugees lived in the camp in 2014, but that number is still increasing. The separation barrier or wall means that access in and out is limited, and there is very little work, so poverty abounds. The infrastructure of electricity, water and sanitation is old and fragile. There are no open spaces in which children can play or adults gather. And Israeli soldiers regularly enter the camp and invade houses in the night. The Israeli soldiers frequently use excessive force to harass and intimidate the Palestinian residents, and they fire tear gas into the camp. Largi Center in Ida runs many programs, one of which is a health and environmental one. This supports people living with coronary disease, high blood pressure and diabetes to access medical care and to empower them to be able to change to healthier lifestyles by meeting with them regularly. Shafa Al-Azza, director of the Health and Environment Programme, says that the rooftop farm established in 2021 serves about 120 families, all of which have someone with a medical condition with them. That's 800 people altogether, and provides them with fruit and vegetables. That rooftop hydroponic farm was destroyed by tear gas not long after it first opened and had to be remade. So this rooftop farm or garden uses hydroponics. The plant roots are held in circulating water with nutrients inserted, but have no soil around them. This uses 70% less water than traditional gardening, which is brilliant as water in the camp is very restricted and expensive. As people are being trained in hydroponic cultivation, families are being given hydroponic towers to create their own roof gardens to grow their own organic healthy food. About 4 families have them so far. The aim in Glastonbury and in Ida Refugee Camp is to provide families with nutritious, affordable food so that they can eat healthily, but also learn skills and make friends by sharing in gardening together. This is building community and giving abundant life. Pray for all churches and communities offering gardening and healthy food projects in these difficult times. Pray with gratitude with me for our daily bread that we receive from so many different sources each time we eat. I'm coming home to Somerset in less than 2 weeks, so please pray also for the Ecumenical Accompaniment Programme in Palestine and Israel, for the new international team as they start their term of service, and for me as I travel home.